office.fm, weekly co-working show, episode number 16. I'm your host, Lima Hayati. Our guest today is associate from Mariam Belazus, the founder of Salon Co-working. Salon Co-working is an event to show spirit of collaborative work between co-workers, entrepreneurs, and startup. The second edition of the event is located at the Stade de France on 12 until 13 October. Let's hear more from Remy Capulet. Hello, Remy.
Hello, do you hear me? All right.
Thank you so much for joining Remote Office Show today. I know you're busy with the event and everything.
Yes. A lot of work to do.
Okay. Before we dive in, could you tell us about your background and how you started Salon Co-working?
So, to do a little summary, I am a co-working mate of Mariam because I am a project bringer, and the Salon Co-working is begun with the idea of Mariam Belazus, who is the project bringer, and I joined her in this project because I found this idea was wonderful. And so to speak about the background, of course, I was a co-worker. I was working in different co-working space, and to say about the background of Salon Co-working, the idea has begun with with the fact that Mariam has had a lot of difficulties that a lot of entrepreneurs are meeting when they want to find offices that are not a lot of expenses. So she decided to find some solution, and this way to find offices with not expenses, and to avoid to take a contract for several years. She was working in different business offices with a business center, and these business centers are not always adapt to young entrepreneurs because there is a lot of obligation to have a contract for 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years. And so in front of these difficulties, she found that there were communities who were sharing spaces to organize their offices, and says in this way they find the co-working ecosystem, and she found it was genius because it could bring a solution for young entrepreneurs to have offices not very expensive.
So is it already co-working space, like having work spaces?
The Salon Co-working has emerged from ideas from Mariam and some co-workers, not especially co-working space. It was a way to share the spirit and to show people. It is not come from a co-working space. It is come from the idea of Mariam, who wanted to share the co-working spirit. Yeah. Because it was a new way of thinking, a new way of working, and a new way to collaborate between different people.
How about the majority demographic of industry that co-work in Salon Co-working? Let's say finance, fintech, or what category?
Okay, so it's a good question. I think to answer. Salon Co-working is like a big think tank, right? A big think tank event that give a connection between different people, different industry, and different people. For instance, there is a freelance who comes to this exhibition. There is big companies, little companies, small business, and there is, of course, co-working space who are collaborator to the spirit, and there is, I would say, different sort of people. It's very it's very the result of diversification, and it's more international than national, I'd say.
So there's like tech and fintech or blockchain industry?
Yes,
oh,
because
cool.
Yes, because it's I will say this this event is like a big incubator, yeah. Because there is different connection.
You helping getting funding, the young entrepreneur, you connect to the investor so they can
yes,
help.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. For instance, we have different people who come here, and there is some sort of, we have conferences who can speak of blockchain from holocracy and from sharing the knowledge and to improve the connection between people. Of course, there is exhibitors of different domains, for instance, a co-working space, financial advisor, business coaches, lawyers, all different people who can help the young entrepreneurs and project bringers to have good advices to develop their own companies. And we have done a conference program with different specialists who speak about different subjects, co-working space, finance, blockchain, and business development. And after, people can find these speakers in different workshops to do a big networking. To do connection between the speakers and people who comes to see and to discuss with them.
What's unique selling point of Sound Coworking?
Oh, a selling point. I will say it's more not especially selling, because I think it's more as an idea that. That we want to share to everybody, and that we want to share to the world, because it's a new way of thinking the economy, and so it's it could be a new solution for little problems. For instance, you have in different countries, you have the microfinance, you know, for little people who want to microfinance, you know. It was a new way that is born to give possibilities for people to create projects with microfinance. But with this way, with the co-working spirit, for instance, in co-working spaces, it's a new connection, new way to think and to collaborate between people, and this way give. This way gives the solution because people, for instance, sometimes in many cases, a lot of people are working alone and they don't have the good connection. So if they find some people who have sometimes some ideas that are similar, and people want to share a project and to find some associates, and they don't have the connection. In this way, they can find associates. They can find people who can have connection and give them the solution. So this little co-working space are some of little incubators, and people are doing connection together, and they develop together. So they grow together, and they are more stronger than if they were alone.
Okay, what do you see from Sound Coworking in 5 years?
Oh, I think it's a good question. because I will give you just a comparison. For the first edition, Meriem has organized the first edition. It was in a large boat, It was because it was just an idea that emerged from his brain, because to show if he could have a good connection. And for the first edition, it was organized to have people who come normally local, and people come from all the France and some of different countries. And so people were very enthusiastic for this idea, and it was very very funny, because people were doing connection in outside the large boat. There was a pizza car, right? And people people want to go out from the exhibition to see something, and there was a lot of crowding to people to do connection. So Miriam decided to organize to the second edition in Stade de France to share to more people, and for this way for the second edition, where people will come from all the France, some people from foreign countries, and it is very open to every people in the world. So the projection for the Salon Coworking, of course, we want to develop this concept without boundaries, and because it's open to all the coworkers of the world, and so we want to. We will do different salon co-working in different countries. Now we have some ambassadors who want to represent salon co-working in Africa, in Canada, some in United Emirates Arabs. They want to develop in Malaysia, because they find it's a good idea. And I will give some people to want to share the spirit, and so as we have some ambassadors, we are open to find new ambassadors to share salon co-working, and if you want to represent salon co-working abroad, they can call us to contact us to do a different partnership to develop this concept in all the world.
Okay, thank you, Remy, for the nice talk. Thank you, Remy, for introduction of Salon Coworking. You can follow him on Twitter at Salon Coworking, or you can also follow us at Remote Office Co. Stay tuned for the next episode with Viva MedSuite.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.